You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Job chapter 23 and verse 12. I have not departed from the commandment of his lips. I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. Brethren, you can see in this text that it's a personal conviction and confession. Here is Job sharing his own personal conviction, his own personal confession. Except we also live that kind of life, we can't say it, even though it's in the scripture. You can't quote it. You can't just quote it, except it is your life. And what was he saying? He says, I have not departed from the commandment of his lips. That means that everything he says to me, that's what I do. I am not living by traditions of men. I'm not living by my own brain. I'm not living by my feelings. I'm not living by what they say to me. I'm living by the commandment of his lips. Whatever he is saying to me, that is what I'm doing. The scripture says that let those who have ear, let them hear what the Spirit says, present continuous tense, what the Spirit says to the churches. Are you paying attention to what God is saying, or are you living your life by traditions and society? As believers, we are called to live our lives by the commandment of his lips. The scripture says, let the words of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. And then the next part says, I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. You can't quote it except it is true in your life. Have you treasured the word of God more than your life? Do you know that's what he's saying? Because food gives life, at least the natural life. Food is not sinful. This person has treasured the word of God more than food that is necessary. Look at what he says, more than my necessary food. Food is necessary for us to live. And yet, he considered the word of God more important than food. How much more when you do not even consider the word of God more important than sin? If somebody considers the word of God, treasures it more than something that is necessary and is not sinful, but you are compromising, you are living in unrighteousness. So, what do you treasure? Did you know that it will show? We can see what we all treasure. What is the treasure of your life? What do you treasure most? What do you push aside? You know, when you are busy and so on, the first thing you push aside is the word of God. But you don't put food aside. You don't push food aside. Food is not sinful. There's nothing wrong with you eating. We are never saying that that is sinful. But you know, Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. As important as food is to our life, it is not only food that we need. We need the word of God. You see, it's not only food that keeps you healthy. People talk about, eat fruit, eat this, eat all of this. That is good. But I want to say to you, it is not only food that keeps this physical body healthy. The word of God is needed. The scripture says that, he said, his word is health to my flesh. That's the word of God, being health to your flesh. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Don't compromise because of what to eat. Don't compromise because of your comfort. Esteem and treasure the word of God. It is, we are designed to live by the word of God and physical food. If all you do is to live by physical food, you will run into a problem. I'm telling you. But when you live by the word of God, even your physical body has a different way of reacting, of growing old. What do you treasure? May we all treasure the words of our Lord Jesus Christ more than our necessary food, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.